Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the DH, Otto Velez. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth, the catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third, the first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth, the DH, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh, the catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs bunts towards the mound. Gura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Staggs fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops it up and throws to first, with Jefferson covering, for the out. Mayberry moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Baylor. White reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing second base. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. Mike Willis now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Cowens scores. Mayberry moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayberry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Royals. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-1 in the game. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Brett steals third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops it up and throws to first, with Willis covering, for the out. Brett scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Staggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayberry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Royals. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0 for 1 in the game. Hysa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Hysa reaches second base with a double. Otis moves to third. Jerry Johnson now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. he's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-2 in the game. Velez strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ault hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Torres reaches second base with a double. Woods moves to third. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 4 RBIs. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. There goes Patek trying to get to third. Baylor throws the ball into Rader, who tags Patek for the out. It's 8-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing right field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-3 in the game. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Murphy now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards first. Alt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Zedeb now playing left field. Doug Alt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Zedeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Zedeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8. And Toronto Blue Jays, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.